What's up? Black and Jew podcast.
Episode 19.
Episode 19.
This is a little back-to-back episode because I'm going to LA. We just recorded the other episode 2 days ago. So when you're listening to this in the future, I'm going to be in LA.
Nice. So you see, listeners, we got you covered. You're never going to miss a good old, you know, wholesome Black and Jew served piping hot.
You hear that, Aunt Stelly and Josh Silverman?
You hear that? You hear that, Haley and my lying friends?
We've got more Jew than Black listening to the podcast, I realize. Yeah. A lot of Jew.
Yeah.
We got my aunt, my mom, that's two, Josh, that's three, Haley, she's Jewish. Mm-hmm. And what's your friend's name?
Nelly.
Nelly, that's five.
Yeah.
So we got five Jews. Reggie, what are you doing? Find some Black listeners for us. I feel like it's not diverse enough.
I don't tell the Black listeners about this.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't? Why not?
Because I'll lose a ton of street cred.
You lose a ton of street cred?
Yeah.
Really, do you have street cred?
No. I have loads of street cred.
You have no street cred. What street, though?
What street?
Like 57th Avenue.
I was there.
Sunset Place, street cred.
Because I'm in middle school. Yeah, no, see, I was in Alapata when the first crocodile went to Alapata. When the first gator. See, you don't even know about that, Mike.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There was a gator in Alapata at one point, just roaming the streets. Mm-hmm. I was there.
Did you wrestle it?
No, I didn't wrestle it.
And no street cred.
What do you mean? No one wants to wrestle a gator.
I know, but fucking people that with street cred wrestle gators. That's how it works, I'm pretty sure.
Crocodile Dundee opinion. And Steve Irwin have the most street cred ever.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? Okay, to a point.
So when Steve Irwin goes to South Central Los Angeles, everyone cowers in fear. They put away their guns because they revere him.
You know, I think he's just naturally revered. Like Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like he's reached enough people that like, you know, they'd be like, yo, what's up, dog? Hey. Aren't you the crocodile hunter? Damn, yo, holy shit. Man, this man wrestled an alligator. And he got spit in the eyes with venom. That's fucking crazy, yo. Yeah, no, I think Steve Irwin, like, he was at the top. Like, he was at the top of his game.
Yeah.
And then, bam, Stingray.
Oh, that sucks, man.
That
Stingray.
Does suck.
Yeah, I heard him in an interview once. He's like, yeah, if I die, keep rolling. Because I want to get that good sweet footage. But I didn't. Do they have footage of him getting killed by the stingray?
I don't think so.
God, that's such a shitty animal to die from, a stingray. Because like they're usually seen as docile. Like they have actors playing with them in Royal Caribbean commercials, you know?
And then they're tickling their chin.
And then he gets fucked up by one. That sucks.
Yeah, because he pulled it out. He pulled it out. Like it stabbed them in the heart, but he pulled it out. And like stingray barbs are like.
Ooh.
Know, yeah, stingray have barbs on their tails.
Damn, dude, that sucks.
Yeah. So he didn't die a bitch death, technically.
Yeah, well, that's why he's got street cred and you don't.
I got loads of street cred.
Yeah, where?
You know, like in Little Havana. Shout out to the LH. You know, Citrus. Actually, edit that. Citrus is actually pretty tough, is from what I hear.
Citrus?
Yeah, Citrus.
What's that?
Citrus.
Like orange juice?
See, now that's how I know you definitely don't have street
well
cred.
I mean, that was never in disputed, like my street cred, like you never just like everyone knows I don't, like that's never been in question, so but yours is, to me at least. Maybe it's like I feel like my Black friends get blacker when I'm not around, you know?
Maybe.
I think so.
You know, that's actually very true. I'll tell you why it's true. Because
I can't handle that shit.
One, you can't handle
that. Crackers
can't
handle me. That kai can't handle me.
The club can't handle you. The what was it?
The kai can't handle me.
Can't handle me right now.
Yeah,
I have a friend by the name of Deezy. Right.
All right.
Shout out to Deezy.
Exactly. I don't have any friends with nicknames like that. There's a guy living on my couch we called Boozy when I was in a.
He lived on your couch. His name was
in
Boozy.
College.
Was it the rapper Boozy?
No, I didn't realize until way later that was like a rapper.
Oh, okay.
So, anyways, you have a friend named, what's his name?
His name's Deezy.
Deezy.
All right. So the way I am with Deezy,
because he only takes diesel gasoline. Is that why?
Actually, yes, that is why.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you hit the nail on the head.
All right, he's a semi-truck. He's a transformer. He's Optimus Deezy.
He's the Black Transformer.
The Black Transformer.
Not the racist ones.
Okay, so.
So anyways, when I'm with my friend DZ, it's way different from than when I'm with my friend Mike.
Mm-hmm. Who's Mike? He sounds like an asshole.
The biggest asshole. He's gaping at this
point. I bet he interrupts all your stories.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does.
I don't like that guy. I bet he has a big nose and likes discount shopping.
It's also a hack.
Fuck you.
So anyways, the way I'm with my... Fucking Mike. The way I'm with my friend DZ is not okay. The same way I'm with my friend Mike.
All right.
All right, because DZ lets me finish my stories. And Mike doesn't have an annoying laugh.
DZ so, like, has an annoying laugh?
No. And Mike has an annoying laugh.
Oh, Mike has an annoying laugh.
Mike has an annoying laugh.
Okay.
And the way I say this, because the way I talk completely changes around DZ.
Interesting.
And like, I don't usually use the N-word, but I use it with DZ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it unless I'm probably like on stage making a joke about it.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, or like I'm saying something tongue in cheek. Sometimes I'll say it around you, Mike, but not all the time.
Yeah, I really like it when you say it around me. It makes me feel good about myself.
So, yeah. So, I guess that's one major difference. The other is just, like, the way I handle myself. Like, it's just like when I was talking about in the last podcast. Where, like, you know, I guess, you know, when you're with someone of color,
mm-hmm.
the space is different. The environment, the atmosphere is different.
I feel like that's not something you'd say around DZ.
No, I'd have to deconstruct it. I mean, I had to deconstruct it for the podcast, but I wouldn't tell DZ, do you know why I say the N-word around you? It's because we're living under whiteness, and I enjoy these moments where we together share a space where we're not living under whiteness, and we just share, you know, each other's black
company.
You
can read more on my Tumblr, DZ.
So, yeah.
I'm going to explain this in GIFs. GIFs from Sherlock and Doctor Who.
Disgusting. I was recently at a Smash Fest, which is the
Super Smash Brothers.
Yes, the new Super Smash Brothers was previewed at Best Buy's in South Florida. The closest one being the one on Bird Road. The second closest being the one in Gainesville.
Yeah.
So I was there, and my friend was using Street Pass on his 3DS, and he
using
met
what.
Street Pass on the 3DS. It's like the 3DS is like a pedometer. Mm. And when you pass by another 3DS, you collect that 3DS's data.
Uh-huh.
And then you like you can share and play games together and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right. So he Street Passes this person who whose character, the me, had a fedora.
And not surprising.
And I shit you not, his his greeting was hi, my name's something something something. I'm a Brony and a Whovian.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
This guy was at a Super Smash Brothers. I can't believe that. I find that very difficult to believe.
And the funny thing is that there was way more Bronies than I expected for there to be at a Smash Brothers event. But then again, maybe it's
how
because...
How did it smell there?
Oh, okay, so...
I saw you tweeted or posted about
I
the
was
smell.
Live tweeting it. I was trying to live tweet it, but there's nothing much to draw from it.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe there's nothing much I could draw from it. Let me be mm-hmm. fair. And everybody was eating Taco Bell.
Okay.
Because there's a Taco Bell diagonal of the Best Buy.
Yeah.
As if they knew that once every year, it's going to get real hyped for that Taco Bell.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Taco Bell.
I think I've been to this one before. It's like a really big
Tropicare. Yeah. Tropicare Park. Tropicare Park.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Tropicare? You mean tropical?
Tropical? Tropical.
Tropicare.
I could have sworn.
Is that like an Amazonian health insurance company? We treat more cases of malaria than United Health Insurance. Tropicare.
So, I'm right there, and they sectioned off the area closest to the Wii U for the, you know, that's where they herded all of us. You're like
smelly fedora'd cattle.
Smelly fedora brony Whovian cattle. So, we're right there, and like, there's a bunch of Taco Bell, like, scraps. People are eating tacos. People are eating quesaritos. People are eating quesadillas. People are eating, like, you know, Doritos Locos tacos.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that combined smell, and then I think someone farted or several people farted. Mm-hmm. Because then there was this, like, almost not a miasma. That sounds like too thick of a word.
Yeah.
There's like this, like this air of like
of Whovian bronies.
Whovian bronies that kind of maybe farted French fries. So the smell, like I'm not talking shit. There was an actual smell there. There's an actual smell.
I find that very easy to believe. If there wasn't a smell, that would be weird to me.
Yeah.
I feel like bronies are not as good on personal hygiene as most people.
It was so funny to me to see bronies.
Yeah.
Because you've been sharing a lot of like these cringe threads on 4chan with me.
Oh yeah, I love those things so much.
And I've been losing it. Oh my gosh.
They're so funny.
They're too funny. Holy shit.
I want to post them on Facebook, but I feel like it's too mean. Like people think I'm just an asshole. Like there's that one, that gif of that guy that like he's in the looking at himself in the mirror and he paints himself orange and he doubles over and he turns into Charizard in the mirror. like
that was hilarious.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. And I feel like some of those people have like some mental handicap, so that also makes me feel bad about it.
I want to share those more with people, but I can only share them with you.
I know.
And with another friend.
Yeah, I only share them with you. Like there's certain friends I share with John Gregory. I have certain things that I share with him.
Okay.
Did I show you that the post gave me cancer thing? Did
yeah.
I show you how fucking amazing? Oh my God.
Yes, that was amazing.
I find cancer stuff to be hilarious. When people say that post gave me cancer, I find that to be very amusing. Let me pull it up right now. Let me read this.
It was so...
Okay, so if, for the listeners that aren't fucking weirdos like me and Reggie, that don't spend an inordinate... Well, I'll just say me, because Reggie, he only is exposed to this because I send it to him constantly. But for those of you who don't spend a lot of time on the internet, on 4chan... Okay, if a post is really bad, there's like a problem in 4chan of people posting crap that is not funny that you find on Facebook, or like just shit posting, putting really bad posts. 4chan's an image board where you post images. It's like a forum, you know, like think like a Facebook post with a million comments on it, except the people have less social skills and don't have any actual friends. And so if you post, like, there's a lot of problem of like people coming in and posting really bad stuff and they say it's cancer. Like, oh, you're cancer. Like if you post something that's really stupid, someone will say like, oh, that post gave me cancer. Like if someone's like, LOL, that was really funny. And then put like an X and a D to like look like squinty eyes. Someone will be like, all right, that's cancer. You're 14. Get off this website. So this guy posted this picture of a girl on top of this guy who's doing bench presses. And it said, there's a new study that says, when a woman sits on a guy's hip when he's doing a chest press, his testosterone rises up to about 97.9%, which promotes strength and muscle growth. And someone said, and he commented, very yes, right? And that's the kind of crap that you see on Facebook. It's not funny. It's stupid. And someone posted it, and this is this guy's response. My grandfather smoked his whole life. I was about 10 years old when my mother said to him, if you ever want to see your grandchildren graduate, you have to stop immediately. Tears welled up in his eyes when he realized what exactly was at stake. He gave it up immediately. 3 years later, he died of lung cancer. It was really sad and destroyed me. My mother said to me, don't ever smoke. Please don't put your family through what your grandfather put us through. I agreed. At 28, I have never touched a cigarette. I must say, I feel a very slight sense of regret for never having done it because your post gave me cancer anyway. That is so fucking good.
So beautifully crafted.
Fucking...
Brilliant. Oh my gosh.
Oh, it never gets old. Oh,
oh
God.
My gosh.
I love it.
Oh,
that was just such a great way to say your post gave me cancer. And that's what I want to post sometimes when people put shit on Facebook that's just like just horrible quotes. Just shit posts. That's what it is. There's shit posts.
I hate it more on Instagram where like people will post like words instead of pictures. And then this morning I turned on Instagram, which is not a good practice early in the morning, but I turned it on. And then like I passed by this early morning post and it's like one positive thought in the morning changes your whole day.
Oh God.
28 likes. Disgusting. I hate that.
And you're like, well, now I had a negative thought, you fucking assholes. Trying to see if there's any shit posts on my Facebook. I've been unfollowing a lot of people on Facebook. I'm like, you're it's just garbage.
Really?
Yeah, just like unfollow. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, people. I'm not listening.
I need to unfollow.
Like, I look at some people and I'm just like, I think, have I ever seen anything of value that, like, have you ever posted anything that I've, like, actually cared about, you know? Like, having the occasional, like, you know,
bit strip,
personal posts, like, oh, okay, that's, like, you know, you just wanted to get it out there. But, like, if it's just, like, dude, like, even though it's your own personal thing, on Facebook, you're creating content, right? Mm-hmm. And don't put out shit content. I'll post stuff that, like, I try to be funny. Sometimes I succeed, sometimes I don't. But it's like, I want it to be entertaining, but it's like, why are you posting something on Facebook that is not entertaining? No one else is getting anything out of it. It's like, you're creating content. Don't put out shit content. Don't waste people's time. Stop fucking reblogging horrible, horrible memes. Or just like the passive aggressive stuff. Like, I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Like, I've seen a million people like post that. I'm like, can't believe what? Why the fuck are you sharing this with us?
I hate the modern chain letters.
Oh,
I hate modern chain letters.
That's cancer right there.
I hate.
Ironically, it's about cancer usually.
I hate people telling me to pray.
Oh, God. Like,
Jesus does not care about my likes.
Yeah.
Neither does God or the devil.
That's actually Leviticus 28:31.
It's right there. They guessed it. Thou shalt not shit post. Thou shalt share cancer. My post. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see what else I hate. I hate bit strips.
Oh.
I hate your mom. I don't know why she friended me.
It's getting personal now.
Okay. And then I also hate I was about to say I hate people that like 18 and over Facebook pages, but no, I like those people because I don't have to like those pages. So I get 18 and over content and I'm just like, I don't look like a creep.
So there's like a booty.
Like, yeah, there's like a booty.
That's so creepy. I'm like, why would you like or like comment on it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why would you publicly do that? Right? That's such a stupid idea.
People know you like that, like at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Like just jerk off to it by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like why does your jerk off material have to be shared with all your friends?
I'm so convinced that's just like made by Facebook so that way they can get your like your preferences down. I'm dead serious. I think there's like
no, I don't think so.
Nah, I'm so suspicious of Facebook.
Yeah, I mean it makes sense. Maybe Zuck likes a big thick ass and he like he's like big booty hoes like this shit. LMS if you love big booty hoes.
Like big booty hoes, but I will never like a big booty hoe post.
No,
no,
that's private.
Exactly.
My preferences.
That just goes private. That just goes in my instructions folder.
Yeah, your instructions. Well, now the cat's out of the bag.
Don't worry, I'll change it.
You'll change it.
Yeah,
you'll change it to like the most boring thing ever, like taxes 2003 to 2004. Even though you would not have any reason to do taxes because what you would be 11, 10 mm-hmm. at that point.
Yeah.
What year were you born again?
1992.
No shit, man. That's crazy. Right as Nirvana, right as Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Really?
Yeah, it's the same year.
Yeah, because he knew I was coming into the scene. That's why.
It's like, I don't have the same street cred this kid's going to have.
He passed by Jackson. He's like, holy shit. Courtney, I think I'm going to off myself.
Yeah. That's crazy. That just seems so recent. I don't know. But even though I was young, I was like six when that. When
you were
born.
Six. Holy yeah. shit.
Yeah. I was a huge Nirvana fan.
You're a huge Nirvana fan?
No, I wasn't at all. I wasn't a huge... Well, I like Nirvana now, but back then I'm like, who's this guy that killed himself with the long hair? I don't know.
Whatever. I'm going to play with my She-Ra toys.
She-Ra?
I don't know. I don't remember the cartoons.
I loved Legos when I was a kid.
I loved Legos too.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. Legos were dope as shit.
I would always make up these stories. Like, I played it by myself a lot. You know, I wasn't really a big, like, I don't know. I wasn't ever into team sports. I'm Jewish. And we're very bad at sports.
So. I was forced to play soccer
when
I was a kid.
Now, do you like it, though?
I appreciate it more now that I'm older. Yeah. But as a kid, I think I wanted to not like sports.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But you're just like, no, my black Nicaraguan blood won't allow me. So good at this. Fuck.
I just didn't want to be out.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't so much that I hated sports. I just didn't want to be out.
You just want to be watching anime at home.
Yeah. or playing Banjo and Kazooie. Banjo and Kazooie. Hell yeah, that thing was dope.
I played so much Super Nintendo and and that was my thing. I didn't like sports, you know?
Yeah.
And my next door neighbor when I was a kid was like really into sports. Like he looked like kind of like a kid from a polo ad. You know, like whenever I walk by a Ralph Lauren store, it kind of reminds me of him because he would wear a lot of it. He just like looked like just like a...
Like he's going to go play rugby right
now. Yeah, exactly. Like with his friends from the whatever Ivy League school. And he really liked sports. He had a basketball court and stuff. And yeah, it was, you know, we'd play sports. I bet I hated fucking sports.
I hated sports too.
I just was excited for the, like, because I remember when I played baseball, they had bagel balls. In the
bagel balls,
yeah, these things they used to sell them at Roasters and Toasters. They don't anymore, but it's like a sweet bagel, right? Dough with cream cheese baked inside. It's fucking delicious.
And they gave that to you for baseball.
Well, at baseball, yeah, they had in the concession stand bagel balls.
Wow, that does sound good.
I just can't wait for the bagel balls.
Well, I just
it sounds couldn't... like a weird sex nickname. It's like, you want to suck on these bagel balls? Come here, Martha.
Slather the cream cheese on it.
I got cream cheese coming later.
Got some lox on it.
Oh yeah, those salty lox, ball lox. Belly lox and ball lox.
So hyped for video games.
I know, dude. I heard someone on 4chan once said something that was so true. Or no, it was Reddit. He said the biggest thing that saddens me the most about death is that all the awesome video games, how good they're going to look after I die, and I'm not going to get to play any of them. I feel the same way too, because like, God, it's just getting so good, dude. Have you seen that trailer for that game called No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky?
Oh my God, dude. It looks so fucking cool. I'll show you after the podcast, but it's like this multiplayer shooter, right? Where like you can start off, like you start off in like on this planet, right? And then I'm like, oh, it looks all right. Then you can get in a spaceship, fly into outer space, right? Have a dogfight with like capital ships and other people, then chase them down back to another planet and like fight on the surface. It looks really fucking cool, dude.
Damn.
It's like, oh, they're doing all these things that I wished I just dreamed about when I was a kid. Now it's happening.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it.
See, video games are great.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the few art forms that's very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hands-on and it gets better with time.
Yeah.
Like you can't make acrylic paint better with time.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Like I'm not knocking paintings and I'm not saying that, but like acrylic paint.
No, I am. Paintings are for fucking losers.
Acrylic paint.
You don't appreciate the fine art of video games.
Acrylic paint, like, plateaued. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. You can't come out with a color that's going to wow me.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot. I'm sorry.
It's like you're not going to, like, even if they find some new method of painting, like, you're not going to, like, shit on Rembrandt. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know? But like, you're going to shit on Atari. like a PS, the Xbox One shits on an Atari.
My 3DS shits on an Atari.
Yeah, true. And you can carry that in your pocket. My cell phone.
Exactly.
It's like amazing. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's why one, I greatly appreciate it. And two, I think everyone should like pick up a video game at least once. Because there's so many that range in so many like different like, you know, difficulties and options. Yeah, yeah. And like, it's so, anyone can get into it.
I love video games because it's like that perfect mix of like passivity and activity.
Yeah.
When entertainment, like books are like incredibly passive, you know?
Yeah.
TV's a little less passive, like, or no, it's sorry. Reading books are a little more active because like your brain's working.
Yeah.
You know? And then TV is kind of passive because it's like you're just not really involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
But then video games, it's like you're actively involved, but you're not like actually doing, like you don't actually have to leave the house. That's a real appeal for me, I guess.
Yeah.
That you don't have to leave the house.
Yeah.
Because leaving the house is fucking lame.
It is. So there's sports out there.
Sports. Ugh. There's goddamn Nika's playing soccer.
Where? So like right now, E3 is going on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know. The trailers. Oh God, the trailers.
I've just
All right. Sorry.
Continue. Oh no.
I just got really excited about something.
Oh, you go. You're
the new Battlefield. The new Star Wars Battlefront. Sorry.
I have not seen that yet,
dude. I'm so excited. Like I am fucking shitting myself with anticipation for anything Star Wars. Shitting myself. Like I'm such a big Star Wars fan, dude. They're making, like, you know, the game Battlefield 1942 or like now Battlefield 4. They're making that, but Star Wars.
Oh, that's so... The Battlefront games were amazing.
Yeah, this is the new Battlefront. Yeah, made by DICE, the same people that make Battlefield.
Oh my gosh.
I know, I fucking can't wait. Have you seen anything else cool at E3?
I've seen tons of cool things. Like the very first thing I saw, the only thing I saw up to this point was the Nintendo conference.
Yeah.
And the Nintendo conference was so exciting because the Wii U is tanking. Like they're selling it at a huge deficit and like it's not as popular as they wanted it to be. But what's coming up for the Wii U totally like wrecks my shit. Like, holy crap, I'm excited.
I dropped out of Nintendo when I was a kid. Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have not dropped out of Nintendo. Nintendo has been nothing but good to me. I still like...
Just because you're a goddamn weeaboo.
Just because you're a silly baka gaijin that can't understand the superior Japanese
baka
art.
Baka gaijin.
Stupid foreigner.
That's so funny. Fucking baka gaijin.
You're a pig-disgusting baka gaijin.
Pig-disgusting baka gaijin.
Doesn't understand the superior art of Japanese fidget game.
Oh, my waifu. She's in Japan.
She is in Japan.
So waifus have to be 2D, right?
Well, technically, yes.
Waifu is for those of you, again, who are not weirdos that listen to the podcast, a waifu is like your wife, quote-unquote, your anime wife. If that makes any sense.
And then you can also have a husbando.
It's the anime person that you're in love with.
Yeah.
Right? People like, you know, that
my wife
go to Super Smash Brothers tournaments and
my
eat a lot of Taco Bell.
Is actually gonna get a new game on the Wii U.
What's your waifu? Princess Peach?
No.
Who?
It's a pig disgusting waifu.
Okay, who is it?
My waifu's Bayonetta. And I'm proud to say it.
Oh, God, that's... Bayonetta's gross.
Bayonetta's not gross. How dare you talk about my waifu like that?
Yeah, fuck Bayonetta.
What? Don't you dare soil my waifu like that. I'll kick your ass right here over the podcast, Mike.
Yeah, no. I don't like Bayonetta. She's a prostitute.
Fuck you, Mike. How dare you insult my waifu.
But, does an anime body pillow, does that count as too 3D to be a waifu? I don't know.
No, you could get your waifu on the pillow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And it's still your waifu because she's like 2D.
Yeah. And then then you have people that have like waifu from real TV, but those are just 3D whores.
Yeah. 3D whores.
That was a funny post.
Yeah. People were posting their TV waifus like Alison Brie or whatever. And someone goes like in italics goes.
Says to post waifus, post 3D whores.
Yeah. It's so funny.
But,
E3. Oh, I love technology.
Oh, yeah. So, but E3 is like, it's fucking amazing. And everything that's coming out for all the systems are great. And I can't wait. Quarter three and quarter four and 2015.
Yeah.
Great year for video games.
Yeah. Like, it's the next generation, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be so amazing. Like, just take all my money.
Yeah, I just want to see, like, I want to already be, like, 20, 30. I want to be, like, an old man playing video games. And
hell
it's, like,
yeah.
It, like, just that realistic look, you know? Because the hard thing to do is make skin look realistic in video games. Because it's, like, skin is very... There's a lot of stuff going on in it that is very hard to replicate on a computer.
Yeah, you can't open bracket. You know, pores, close bracket, and then open bracket, oil, close bracket.
It's like the way that skin is kind of translucent in a way. Like, that's why car video games look like amazing, because that shiny reflective surface is very easy to replicate. But just like, oh man, I just can't wait to see, you know?
I can't wait to see what's next year. I can't even imagine what's like.
I can't wait for fucking Half-Life 3. Jesus.
That's never coming.
That's never happening.
Because Steam can't count past 2.
Yeah.
And Gabe doesn't like you.
Who's the hack now? Can't count past 2. Come on.
Well, it's because people keep on calling Gabe fat. And that's why he's not like...
I think he knows he's fat.
It's the nerdiest
podcast. I love these fat fat nerd icons like Gabe Newell and what's his name? George R. R. Martin. It's like, I could be like him.
Gabe collects knives. Did you know that?
I saw that. I love it.
It's so
he's so fucking smart, dude. That guy is like a business genius. And like, have you should listen to the Nerdist episode with Gabe, right? They talk. They have one episode where they talk about the business aspect of it. And then like everyone emailed Chris Hardwick angrily and was like, why didn't you talk to him about the games? And they totally forgot. And then they talked to him about the games, but the business one was really fascinating to me. And like, he's just such an intelligent businessman. Cause I didn't know this until later, but Gabe Newell was already a millionaire before he started Valve.
Really?
He was like a quote unquote Microsoft millionaire. Like he was in Microsoft at the very beginning. So like he got a bunch of stock options and shit.
Holy shit.
So like he was already a millionaire. And Gabe, I think he proves in business, which I think is something that seems obvious, but a lot of people don't realize, is that you got to know how to create the product you're creating, and you have to love it. You know, mm-hmm. It's like why a lot of restaurants fail. Cause it's like, oh, you're starting a restaurant. Cause you see how high the markup is and you think you can make money, not cause you love food. And if you don't love food and you don't love your product, mm-hmm. then it's going to suck. But Gabe Newell, he knows games.
You know,
and it's a private company too, so he doesn't have to go public, and he doesn't have to answer to some fucking board that's like, oh, I think this year we're, you know, first person shooters only, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
it's like, man, Portal, I bet like a board wouldn't approve Portal, you know? Like, no, like no board would be like, where's, it's not, who dies?
Where are the bullets?
Yeah, where are the bullets?
Where are the bullets? Who, a robot? GLaDOS? No, that's
and she's
stupid.
A woman, and she's not, her tits aren't hanging out. This no, no way they're going to buy this, the kids these days.
But look at Portal. Amazing game.
But I can't wait for Half-Life 3 because Gabe Newell's been interviewed about it. And like he hasn't said, like he didn't say Half-Life 3. He said like Ricochet 2, which is like, Ricochet was this crappy multiplayer game they made a while ago. Right? And like, so obviously he was talking about Half-Life. And he's like, we got to a point that we had to restart it over from scratch. You know, Gabe, he is the George R. R. Martin of video games because he's like, it'll come out when it comes out, you know? But you know when it comes out, it's going to change the fucking game. Like video games, there's always like pre-Half-Life and post-Half-Life with every game, the Half-Life game that comes out, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when that comes, he said it. He's like, it needs to be like better than anything that has ever come out, you know?
Holy shit.
Like, dude, you were young when the first Half-Life, you were what, 7 when the first Half-Life came out. But I remember that, and it was amazing. Like, because it was the first action game with a story.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know how now it's normal for, like, first-person shooters to have stories?
Yeah.
Did not exist before that.
Oh, yeah. Like, Doom was like...
Yeah.
It was just, there's monsters, shoot them.
There's like a text crawl, and that's the whole, or like Wolfenstein. Like, pretty much every game before Half-Life was go to the, like, collect the green key card and then open the door with the green key card. That's it. Like Duke Nukem 3D or like, there was like really no plot. You know, it was either you had an RPG with story or a action game that was about action. There was no overlap there, right? And another thing it did was the in-game cutscene. Like, you know how things happen in-game now?
Yeah.
That didn't exist before Half-Life. Everything happened in-game, so like it was terrifying. You know, that game was like, that was the first game I used to play, use cheat codes all the time with video games when I was younger.
Yeah.
The first game I didn't play without cheat codes. And it was just like you really felt the tension in it. You know, it was fucking amazing. And when Half-Life 2 came out, that engine that they used, there was like ragdoll physics, you know, that wasn't really a thing before then. Like, and the graphics were amazing. The sense of environment that was in it was just like spectacular, you know? And so when Half-Life 3 comes out, like, it's going to be fucking insane.
It better be insane.
Yeah.
It better be.
Jesus, after like 10 years, like, how could you live up to that hype?
Damn. Go play video games, guys.
Yeah, video games.
Go play them.
Don't go socialize with your friends. Go play video games with your anime waifu.
I will. Because the Wii U is going to get Bayonetta 1 and 2 in the same disc.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to see anyone for a couple of years.
With your waifu.
Yeah, with my waifu.
Haley, you'd be like, shut up, Haley. You're not my waifu.
She actually doesn't like me mentioning my waifu.
Really?
Yeah, she does not. I tried to explain to her what a waifu was, and then she's like, I don't like that at all.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I am with her with that. It makes me a little uncomfortable too, so.
Y'all need a...
What's the word? We're gaijin?
Yeah, you're baka gaijin.
Baka gaijin.
you know who I was? Just this yesterday, I got turned on to a very like somewhat disturbing article.
Okay.
And it's about this woman. This woman is, let me get her name real quick. You need a, all right. But let me explain something real quick. This woman, It's about a documentary. And this documentary is about this scientist and this woman who wanted to teach dolphins how to speak English.
And she fucked a dolphin?
Yeah.
I think I saw something about this lady fucking a dolphin.
Okay.
Did I give away the ending?
Yeah, you gave away the ending. This lady fucked the dolphin.
So what was leading up to her fucking the dolphin, though?
Okay, the documentary is called The Girl Who Talked to Dolphins. And the story of Margaret Howe Lovett, who in the 1960s took part in a NASA-funded research project in which in which she developed an unusual relationship with a dolphin named Peter, a relationship that at times became sexual.
Wow.
So this is what happened.
When she was in a good mood. Like, how do you squeak to a dolphin that you're on your period and you can't have sex? I don't know.
So, the researcher was obsessed with trying to get dolphins to speak English. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, NASA felt, well, okay, if we can make a dolphin speak English, then this will make it easier to talk to aliens. Because someone read The Hitchhiker's Guide and they felt that was very, like...
That was a good use of tax dollars.
Exactly. Okay. So, thanks, Obama, for cutting it, all right? So, anyway...
Sounds like a plot to, like, a badly drawn MS Paint comic on DeviantArt.
It's probably already an MS Paint comic on DeviantArt. Oh, damn, I'm going to mention this, but that's going to interrupt my story.
Okay, go.
Okay, so...
Let's finish the story. This is fascinating.
So, anyway, so...
And a little arousing.
So he hires this lady who's not a researcher, who's a student, and they're like, we just want you to stay in this house with knee-high level water and try and teach this dolphin English. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. Later did she know they would do it.
Oh, my God.
So she's there with the dolphin, and here's the thing about dolphins. Dolphins are highly sexual creatures.
Yeah.
All right, dolphins in adolescence are like human adolescents.
Yeah.
But unlike most human adolescents, male dolphins fuck other male dolphins.
And they don't get acne.
Yeah, and they don't get acne. And, you know.
And they don't waifu Bayonetta.
They better not. I won't have a pig disgusting dolphin defile my waifu. Pig
disgusting. For some reason, I think pig disgusting is so funny. Pig disgusting baka gaijin. That's amazing.
So, you know, they have sex with each other. And then, like, as they grow older, they also become quite predatory. So they're like the pickup artist of the ocean.
The dolphin mystery.
Shouts out to you, Haley. She's telling me all this, by the way.
Okay.
So they start following and tiring down female dolphins.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once they systematically follow them and make them tired and, like, wear them down. And then...
This is creepy.
Yeah. Dolphins are hella creepy. And then they corner them, and then dolphins rape female dolphins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nature sure is beautiful. Do you think there's, like, female dolphin tumblers about dolphin rape culture? I hate every time I go through the ocean, they're squeaking at me.
I'm in the pod with my friends.
Just want to enjoy a nice day out.
They're out there building coral and catcall and fish calling me. Hey, dolphin. Hey, dolphin lady.
That's what dehumanization, de-dolphinization sounds like. Stands for nice ass bitch.
So that's
nice dorsal fin.
I want to stick it in her blowhole.
Yeah, lick around that blowhole. Like, that's what the Cuban dolphins say. Bro, I'd fucking lick the shit out of her blowhole, bro.
So she's in there in this flooded house with this dolphin, with this adolescent dolphin.
This is so fucking weird.
This is insanely weird.
Okay.
And she's trying to teach it English. So that's the hard part. Like, you're trying to teach a dolphin English. Two, the dolphin is like very highly aroused, or like it wants to fuck something.
Yeah.
So it's always rubbing up on her leg and, you know, trying to initiate something with her. And then she says in the interview that, like, all right, so like, because I needed to do the experiment, this is what I was getting paid to do, and this is what I agreed to do, I would, you know, let him rub up on my leg, or I'd use my hand.
Just jerk him off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So she just jerk off the dolphin, and then, you know, and then we get back to the lessons. So she's jerking off the dolphin.
Jerk off isn't good enough after a while.
Yeah, jerking off isn't good enough after a while. Like, after a while, you know, she spends 3 months with this dolphin.
Yeah.
She's 3 months with this dolphin. The dolphin's like, you know, just like, come on, let me smash just one time.
It's like, babe, we're gonna live for a while. Times are changing.
It's the 70s. Come on. Come on.
They put on some fucking Marvin Gaye. She walks in, the dolphin's squeaking. Marvin Gaye.
I like that. That was sexual healing.
Yeah. Glad you got it.
So this is the really weird part of her. Like, this is what she says verbatim. Mm-hmm. And the dolphin, well, I can't say dolphin. Peter.
Oh! And the name is a euphemism for a dick.
Jesus.
Yeah. So uh-huh. She fucked the dolphin.
Then did he learn English after that?
No, he didn't. The project got shit canned because
she fucked a dolphin?
Well, no.
Did he cuddle afterwards? Did he use a condom?
Of course the dolphin didn't use a condom. My question is like, yeah. Where were they?
You're like, everyone knows dolphins have horrible, unsafe sex habits. Mike, you fucking idiot.
My question is that, like, was she able to teach the dolphin come on my stomach? Or, you know, like, was it like, oh, well, it's so not
pull gonna... out, pull out. It's like, we did it. We taught him English.
Well, I know the project got shit canned, but we did teach him two phrases.
It's like, yeah, guys, we can't have these workplace relationships. So I got shit canned.
The project got canceled because the scientists got obsessed with LSD. And tried to give dolphins LSD. Oh my god.
Fucking, what the fuck? Kind of fucking insane. What the fuck kind of crazy science circus are these people running?
The type that, you know, fucks dolphins and gives them LSD. Did
she like it? Like, did she come from the dolphin?
I don't know.
Wow. That's intense. So, like, oh god, I just can't even think right now. That's just so bizarre. Even though, I mean, I've been on the internet for long enough to know people do shit like that. But fuck, dude. So many questions. Was it big?
Of course. I think dolphin penises are like really big. Foot long.
A foot long.
And they're spiral.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Can't believe this lady fucked a dolphin. Like, I'm open-minded, but I'm not that open-minded.
Hell no. I think that's disgusting.
I mean, I'll fuck a cat, but a dolphin. Jesus.
I'm no whore.
Those dolphins don't even go on land. God, come on.
That's what's stopping it.
So that's...
that's what's stopping it. Like some dirty sea creature? Please. It's
thoroughly arousing. Mm. Those dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphin logo is based off of that dolphin. Because it's like, we're going to fuck you all, you motherfuckers.
So yeah, that's what happened with that lady. And
then dolphins. But so she's like, I gotta fuck him, and then like he's like, no, I'll totally learn English if you fuck me. And then and then like she fucks him, and he got what he wants, and he just walks out. And she's like, every dolphin.
Well,
every dolphin's the same.
Well, here's what happened. All right, so okay. Anyways, the dolphin separate them.
Okay.
Because the project, you know, got canceled, and they put the dolphin in this lab, in this conservatory or whatever.
Yeah.
And dolphins, whenever they get depressed, they commit suicide.
What?
Yeah. But they do that by just stopping their breathing.
Damn.
And this dolphin stopped its breathing.
Because he wasn't getting that ass.
Props.
He wasn't tearing off a piece of that ass anymore. He like friends her on Facebook. He's like stalking her with his flippers.
Hey, bae, like, what's up? How's it going? You know, how you doing? I miss our old couch, you know.
Does like a bunch of hashtag TBT, throwback Thursdays, you know. It's like, remember that time that we fucked and then you tried to teach me how to conjugate verbs, but I didn't learn because I'm a fucking dolphin. This is the dumbest experiment ever.
So the dolphin kills itself. Yep.
Poor dolphin.
Pussy so good makes pussy dolphin so kill good. Itself.
Pussy so good make you close up your blowhole. I was thinking about that rhyme for the last 10 minutes.
So yeah,
that's fun. I don't know if this is less creepy than the other article I was reading about purity balls. Have you heard
purity
about this?
Balls?
Yeah, purity balls. Like you're, it's balls like not the spherical object, but these. Look at this. These girls swear to their dads that like they'll remain pure and will keep their virginity. Like how creepy are
until
these pictures?
I come into
and look
town.
At look at them. Look at them. All going around this cross, showing they're going to keep their purity. It's creepy as fuck. Yeah, it's on liberalamerica.org. These father-daughter Christians' purity balls are really creepy. Check it out.
Oh, I thought it was an actual ball.
No, that's what I was saying. Somewhere. It's not like the object ball.
Oh, okay. Because
I could tell with your confusion.
I was like, I'm looking for the ball on the screen.
No.
And then I'm like, where's the ball?
No.
Where is it?
It's just don't get any balls near you.
I actually imagine like a little rose gold, like pink ball. That you know, looked real nice.
Like
little
Benoit balls, you shove it up your pussy and keep it pure.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like got Lysol in it. It's like one of those. It's like one of those Lever 2000 blue things that you put in your toilet.
Okay, so it's a ball, like a little, like a gal.
Yeah,
ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know they're with their fathers and they're in their white.
And they
dresses,
swear to their father. They swear their sexual purity to their fathers that they won't have sex.
Yeah,
dude, that makes me so angry on so many levels. Like, I hate how like big of a deal it is. Like, and it's funny because they got purity balls for the girls, but where's the purity balls for the guys? Because you know, there's boys will be boys, but women have to be able to fucking control themselves. Like, come on, dude, give me a fucking break. But it's just shit, and it's just like I hate how much like value's placed on sexual purity with women. It's like just let them use their pussy however the fuck they want. Like, come on. It's not your pussy.
It's their
pussy. Let them use it how they want. Why is it your fucking business? God, shit makes me mad.
Exactly. Damn, that's creepy that you... Like, one, I'm mad. Well, I'm mad for a lot of... Well, I... Okay, I'm mad, but...
Uh-huh.
See, look. You had to make a whole event to, like, you pledge, you dance with your father,
yeah.
You have fun with your friends, and then at the end of it, you pledge to your father, like, in front of, like, your father, God, all your friends, and other fathers.
Yeah.
I will not do it, Dad.
It's like a reverse gangbang.
Yeah, it's a reverse gangbang.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Gonna get Jesus all over your face.
Oh, yeah. Holy water.
Jesus bukkake.
They get that brush.
Bukkake of Nazareth.
In Catholic churches, they have a brush that they put, like, holy water in it. They just splash on the girl's face. It's like, take that. Yeah, you're pure.
Yeah, pure.
You're pure.
Take that purity. Don't worry, I'm not interested. You're not a little boy. I think that this woman, Libby Ann, in her blog Pathos, I think she puts it best. She says, why not teach girls other ways to be validated? Why not teach girls to value their skills and ability and dreams rather than to equate their worth with their bodies or beauty? Why not teach girls that they are internally valuable and that what males around them think of them is completely irrelevant to that? I think that's so fucking... Yeah, it's like instead these balls, the culture feeds the idea that girls are only valuable in as much as they're valued in the eyes of men around them. That's so... Be their boyfriend. That's so important, I think.
Yeah.
Like, to the crux of this issue. It's like women are just taught, like, you matter only against what men around you think of you.
And then,
you know?
And then you have, like...
In relation to them.
Then you have, like, this reminds me of one of your jokes. It's one of the jokes that made me fall in love with you.
Yeah?
It was a joke where...
Tell me, let's go into our half-flooded house and make love.
I'll be
while
Peter.
I teach you English.
I'll be me. it was your joke where you like you talk about how like when a dude doesn't get any, he calls a girl a slut.
Yeah.
Which is exactly like what you wanted her to be.
Yeah.
But it's so twisted that you'd call her a slut even though she doesn't give you any.
Yeah. I was thinking a better angle to be like that. Like, because, like, the joke doesn't work really that well. But I was thinking just a good analogy would be, like, you get rejected from Miami-Dade Community College. And then you're like, you fucking idiots go to MDC. They'll accept any moron. It's like, yeah, they didn't accept you, though. Like, how shitty are you as a person?
Exactly. And, like, when you just... it's so weird that you make like virginity like a thing.
Yeah.
Like you made a whole ball to it. You contributed money to dance and sing under fancy lights and have a pretty dress for your virginity, which is a thing that doesn't matter and it's super fleeting.
Yeah.
And who cares? I've known many women that have just they don't give a shit about their virginity. They're like, I've talked to women that are just like, yeah, I just did it with some dude to get rid of it.
That's the mentality that dudes have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the same mentality that if you want to have that mentality, then fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
If you're a woman, you just want to just lose your fucking virginity, just do it. Like your purity doesn't matter. Your purity. Give me a fucking break. It's ridiculous. And I think it's ridiculous. I think the whole idea of waiting till you're married to have sex, that like made sense in the Bronze Age when it was it made sense when at 15 you're middle aged.
Yeah.
You know, but like you're going to wait till you're in your 20s to find the right person. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Mm-hmm. If you even do.
And
it's like, dude, you're going to be so awkward. Like,
yeah. And then also like in the Bronze Age, how many people were you really seeing?
Yeah.
Like
your dating pool is very small.
Yeah.
It was like Ishmael the butcher or like Moisha the guy who fixed his shoes. Like, that's it. That's like, your options.
Well, Moisha doesn't smell bad, so I'll go with Ishmael.
Well, he smells bad, but for the time, he doesn't. Yeah. Like Moisha smells like rotten cattle's blood, but Ishmael smells like, you know,
the regular squalor.
Natted sheep hair, yeah. Just like the standard poop smell that everybody has.
Standard squalor.
So he's like the nice smelling one out of everybody.
So, like, it's just, damn, that's so weird. And then they pledge their fathers. Why not pledge the mother, too? I mean,
because the father's there to protect their virginity. That's just so creepy. And there's, like, the pictures of them kissing their fathers, and the fathers have their hands around the girl's waist. It's, like, really weird, man.
That's so weird.
It's really weird.
I saw a video of a school tradition where, like, the students were blindfolded.
Yeah.
And they were making out with somebody. And the people they were making out with were their parents.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wait, why?
I don't know. It was a school tradition.
Where was this?
On YouTube.
What school?
I don't know.
Hey, where is this? Like, in America?
Yeah, in America.
In America? Oh, God.
In America. Wait,
red, white, and blue.
Oh, wait. I thought it was one of them weird European countries.
If it happened in Yugoslavia or Ethiopia or fucking wherever else in Europe, because Ethiopia is in Europe, I'll have you know.
Or Bangladesh.
Any place that's not America is Europe to me. It's either Europe or the Middle East. I don't count no China. Yeah, dude. So
that's so purity balls.
I love how, like, being a guy, it's so great how much more complicated. Well, it's not great for everyone else, but for me personally, it's great.
Check your privilege.
Yeah,
Mike.
It's great. Having male privilege is pretty cool. It's like it's so much less complex. Like, I could be like, hey, look at all these girls I fucked. People be like, all right, yeah. And then a girl says that. It's like, look at all these guys he's fucked. How many of them were monogamous relationships? If there's not enough, you're a whore.
But then, you know, when you're with her, you want her to be a whore.
And yeah, like, exactly. Like, why won't you do these weird things with me?
Because I didn't do them with other men.
Because the purity balls.
Look, Mike. Look, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you got a key that can open any lock, that's a good key, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if you get a lock that opens to any key, that's a shitty lock, right?
Well, if there's a lot of fun things behind the lock, behind the door, then no, that's a great. It's a great, like, if I had a key to a door that had a bunch of fun prizes behind it, and then anyone, like, you know, anyone could stick their key in it, then everyone gets fun prizes, and the fun prizes never runs out. All right. That's a great fucking key. That's awesome. It's a great lock.
It's a great lock. There's great wealth behind that lock.
Yeah. It's not like you run out. It's not like your vagina disintegrates a little bit with every guy that you have sex with. You know, it's like, why can't it be fun for everyone? I really don't give a shit. Like, I really, really don't. Yeah. Like, I've been with girls that have been with nobody. I've been with girls that have been with a bunch of guys, and I do not give a fuck. It does not weigh on, like, it doesn't give, they give no advantage in my mind if you've been with less guys.
Only, like, dudes are weird about that.
Yeah.
Only dudes are weird about that. I mean, some girls will be like, what? That's, oh, that's a lot. But like, you know,
I think girls kind of like it. When I tell, like, I've been with a lot of women, and girls, they seem to, it seems like either a neutral or a positive. I've never seen it as like I never had it been perceived as a negative, you know? And I think that's a problematic thing. I think the idea of like your manliness is based on how many women you've had sex with. I don't think that's necessarily healthy, because then you feel like, what if you're a kind of guy that you just want to get in a serious relationship? Then like you're looked down upon, or like if you don't want to have sex with somebody, like.
And how about those guys that sleep with dudes, and they sleep with a ton of dudes? Like, do we count those too?
I guess.
Right?
I guess gay guys, I mean, I feel like if you're gay, like, it's a little easier to get laid. Probably. I think, what's his name? Dan Savage said it really well. He's like, you know, everyone says that gay people are, like, more promiscuous, but guys are just promiscuous. Like, if you ask any, if you told any single guy, like, you can go down to the park and have sex with hot young girls, as many as you want, every guy would be at the fucking park. Every day. All day. The fact that gay guys can get anything done is a miracle. You know?
Oh my gosh.
But so, I mean, I wonder if like if it was more permissive for women to sleep around, how much they would actually want to sleep around. Because I feel like women, they don't like sleeping around as much as guys do. Like I feel like a woman's a little less satisfied with a one night stand than men are. It's just different, you know.
There was actually like a study done on about that.
Okay.
Like a okay, within our current like culture,
yeah,
and like everything going on right now,
uh-huh,
when a woman, like, they did a study with like a couple of college girls and like college men, right?
Yeah.
And like when a college girl, yeah, she's in a one night stand,
yeah,
she feels obligated, like the consensus was like she feels obligated to help the partner out more than like satisfy herself.
Uh-huh.
So, and then like, so in this study, they found that like that was one like thing running in the background of mm-hmm. like of a woman's, like, you know, brain, where it's like, oh, okay, better, you know, I better, you know, accommodate this person.
Yeah.
And then they asked, like, you know, like most college, like the consensus, like the most college guys, what they said was, yeah, no, I'm just going to get my nut, you know, just,
yeah,
that's what their goal was.
Uh-huh.
So the end of the study was like most one night stands don't benefit girls at all.
But I'm trying to think, like, let's say,
but
you,
like,
let's say you, all right, continue.
Oh, but I was going to say, but if we didn't have like our established like culture and, yeah, like, you know, problems, they're problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think like it's 2014.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still calling girls whores, then you don't like sex, you're weird. Like,
yeah.
Like, what is...
That's weird, even if it was, like, 3000 BC.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Just let it be, you know?
Yeah.
And I think if, like, you know, if everyone just lets it be,
yeah,
we would all have way more fun.
Like the Beatles song.
Yeah. Is that a Beatles song?
Let it be. Well, you don't listen to the Beatles?
I don't listen to enough Beatles.
No, you got some street cred there. I only listen to hip hop, just not the Beatles. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, if you eliminated, this is a thought experiment, if you eliminated all the social constructs that tell women that they're whores if they have sleep around too much, would they want to sleep around as much as guys? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think women get, the satisfaction women get of having sex with a guy is different than men.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I think so.
I disagree.
Because, like, I feel like a guy can find a woman that they don't have any connection with and enjoy having sex with them and, like, feel satisfied and be like, all right, that was great. But if a woman has sex with a guy she finds physically attractive but is a total fucking knob, right, just a total asshat, then they're like, what the fuck was the point of that? That wasn't even that enjoyable.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Well, okay. No, yeah, I don't think so. I think, like, does this mean, let's take it away from sex. Let's take it to jacking off, like masturbating. Okay. Do men and women masturbate the same way? Like, not, you know, not in technique, but I mean, like, Like, I know girls that just watch a porno and then, like, one, two, three, bam, they're done.
Yeah.
You know? And they achieve, like, same, you know, the same level of like, climax, arousal, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And then, you know, well, we know guys, you know.
Yeah.
One, two, three, bam, done also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then.
Or one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, depending on how much you jacked off that was.
Depending, yes. So now we bring it. Now we bring it to sex. What? Mm-hmm. What change? Well, I mean, you're with another person,
yeah.
And I mean, I guess the system in there is a bit different, but
maybe just what? I don't know. Like maybe they need that emotional connection more with a guy.
I don't think they need that emotional connection.
Yeah,
more.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I was going to bring up how I had some friends who will remain nameless who went to Europe to study abroad, right? And when they were in Europe and they didn't know anybody there, right? They're girls. They fucked a bunch of guys. And they didn't. Why didn't they not do that here? It's because they don't want. No, because they want to, you know? But it's like they were worried about what people would say about them. Uh-huh. Rightfully so, because people would say a lot of shitty things about them. Whatever. But that just makes me think, like, girls just kind of want to fuck like guys want to fuck, except. Yeah.
They want to. That's what I'm saying. Like, that gets it perfectly. I'm sorry I danced around it, but like,
yeah.
Girls just want to fuck like guys want to fuck. I solidly do think that.
Yeah.
Because
I don't. But the same. I don't know, man. Because like I've been in so many situations where like I've been like with a girl, like we've just been casually having sex, you know, mm-hmm. like I guess the colloquial term friends with benefits or whatever. And like I've been cool with it, but then eventually they're just not cool with it. Like it just is like you can't fuck. But like why is that though? Is it because they're really not cool with it? Because they really want something to happen? Or because they're just different and like eventually they just want that relationship? Or is it like social pressure to be like, I want to know, you know what, Black and Jew listeners, I want if any.
Please weigh in.
Yeah, write in.
Please weigh in.
Let me just tell me what you think. All right.
I think.
Girl listeners. Or guy listeners too, but girls are girl listeners because you have insight into it personally.
I think I've been in a situation where like I was with someone seriously.
Yeah.
And they want to get theirs in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they were just, this person had a lot of shit going on in their life.
Yeah.
Right. So then there was really no space to be dancing around.
Yeah.
Like why are we playing footsies? Mm-hmm. Get in me, do your job, get out. Yeah. That was the culture.
You make it sound like a special ops mission.
It was Marines. Always a special ops mission. It was so weird.
You rappel down onto her.
I had to have my. There was a point, mm-hmm. like this is getting pretty personal, but there was a point I couldn't get it up because I could not function under the stress. I had to if I was not erect by this point.
Yeah,
she should just like throw her hands in the air and I said, I'm done. Want to watch some Netflix? That's where it got to. Huh. That's why I am so like against what you were saying earlier, because I've seen like an extreme. Maybe it's a very specific person, but yeah. I've seen an extreme to where like it's like, bam, bam, bam. Come on, what are you doing? I just want to get this in. I know you're great. Whatever, go. You know.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm against that. Girls just want to fuck. In fact, I bet they want to fuck more than dudes.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for like.
So you think it's a social construct?
Yeah, I think it's and this really like, well, right now I'm like in total awe of like our social constructs. As I always am, but more right now because mm-hmm. like just you know, be with a liberated lady, dude.
Yeah.
Liberated ladies. Shouts out
We got liberated ladies.
Yeah, we got liberated ladies, but like in the situation I was in, dead serious. It's just like you better have it up by this time. You better last at least this long.
Yeah.
And if not, well, sorry, you didn't do a good job.
You know, what makes me think, like, what makes me doubt the idea of it being social construct? Well, I don't know. Because, like, it's just I've been in so many situations where, like, I've been cool with the fact that we're just, like, you know, fuck buddies or friends with benefits or whatever, right? And it always is like, no, you have to be more serious. Like, you got to be more serious. Like, we can't keep doing this. And, like, I don't know if it's because, like, some, like, sex... like, you know, some attachment is fostered. Like I've been with girls that like, I'm like horrible. We're horrible for each other. And like, they don't really care. They're just like, I still want to be with you. And I'm like, why don't you, can't we just keep doing this? You know? Yeah. So I don't know.
I've had the exact opposite of you.
Yeah.
People I've been friends with benefits with have been like, hey, cool. This is awesome. What are you doing later? All right, cool. We can catch a movie and then fuck. You know, I've never had a situation where they're like, so do you want to do something more? No. Like my most recent friends with benefits was just like, you want to come over?
Yeah.
You come over. That's it. That was it. Huh. And then like, we just stayed friends. That was it.
Huh.
Maybe it's you, Mike.
Maybe it's me. Maybe you're so amazing.
Like, because you're so like comfortable in Barry.
My friend told me, she's like, yeah, what happens to me is just fuck a guy enough times, then I fall in love with him. So maybe it's biological. I mean, I feel like that could be a cop out, but I don't know. You know, I want to know what the women of the Black and Jew podcast think. How right am I about this? So write in.
Or how wrong he is.
Or how wrong I am. You know, it's a degree of being right, wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So the question is it social constructs pushing women towards monogamy, or is it a latent desire for monogamy?
Or do you really want a dolphin?
Or do you want to fuck a dolphin? It's option C. But yeah, so tweet us, Black and Jew Pod, or probably blackandjewpodcast@gmail.com, right in there, because then you could write a longer answer, or just text one of us, because you probably have our numbers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up.
All right, guys. So before we go, find me on Twitter at Mike Marinoff, Facebook, Mike Marinoff Comedy, YouTube.com/Litterbox Comedy, and Reggie.
You could search my name, Reginald Desjardins, on Google, and you'll get my YouTube, my Instagram, and my Twitter. I'm actually the first Reginald Desjardins hit.
Nice.
So check that out. And also, write in, guys.
Come on, guys.
We have these outlets to hit us up for a reason.
Yeah.
Post on our wall. Shoot us an email.
Post on the Facebook wall. Message us. Whatever. There's a million ways to get to Black and Jew, and we want to hear from you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Until next time.